Many listeners of Vatican Radio's English programme will remember Father Jim Brand. He graced our programmes with his wonderful reflections when he was spiritual director at the Pontifical Beda College in Rome, before becoming parish priest at St. John Fisher Catholic Church in Chorleywood, Hertfordshire, in the autumn of 2008. Father Jim died peacefully in his sleep during Holy Week on Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2013. His funeral will take place on Thursday, the 11th of April. As is described in the brief biography provided by his parish, he was the most articulate and eloquent speaker, with a charming turn of phrase, so that his homilies were captivating and inspiring. He loved classical music, especially Beethoven, Mozart and Handel. He was himself a most accomplished pianist and had played as an accompanist at the Wigmore Hall. It's said that he could have pursued a career as a concert pianist. Instead, he followed his vocation to the priesthood, one that would last almost 49 years. At Mass, he would often accompany hymns on the piano and give lively recitals at parish social events, mixing classical pieces with popular music for singing along. Father Jim was also a passionate gardener, and his green fingers transformed both the grounds of the Beda College and then the garden at Chorleywood into a blaze of colourful flowers and fresh vegetables. I, Linda Bordoni, was the person who was privileged to meet him and to record the hundreds of reflections he did for the radio over some 3 years. And there are so many lovely, humorous, deep and spiritual ones. I really didn't know which to choose from my rich archive to play as a last tribute to a special friend. After much dithering and re-listening to many wonderful reflections on love, on creation, on creativity, on the scriptures, you name it, I have chosen a reflection he did for the Feast of the Holy Souls, in which he says, "The dead are nearer God now than they could ever have been."
Hello everyone, it's Father Jim here again, spiritual director at the Beda College in Rome. We've started November, which for me is always a special month when we think of the holy souls, those who've gone before us. We used to make a great fuss of the holy souls when I was in the parish. We'd visit all the cemeteries and the crematorium, and we'd ask the parishioners to let me know which cemetery and which grave. And we'd have at least 2 days, 2 Saturdays in this month, when I'd come round at the right time to the right graves, and the families would be there, and we'd say a little prayer of thanksgiving at each grave. And I was deeply moved by the love with which the family held those who died. It's a way of honouring your father and your mother, which is really the fourth commandment: to love one's history, to love the grace that's brought us safe thus far, and also to know that the loved one is in God's hands, because we're made for God, we're only lent to each other. And there were so many great achievements when families had helped their loved one in their labour pain to eternal life and helped them die peacefully. I also used to make a point of having a special pastoral care for the staff in the crematorium and in the cemetery. We used to have lots of coffees and times together, because that is a great corporal work of mercy. Also, when we had funeral, I'd always have coffees and teas for the undertakers during the Mass. Otherwise, they'd be standing outside in the cold, wondering when Mass would be ended. That was greatly appreciated, because to be an undertaker, to be working in a cemetery, be working in a crematorium, well, it's a sad job, and they need real pastoral care and gratitude as well. There is nothing like a good undertaker, somebody who takes some of the cares and worries away from a bereaved family and they're not quite sure what they have to do next. Also, we would have special masses in November in gratitude for the holy souls. We'd have a nice book that I'd write up and a little shrine of the holy souls. So this month I'm thinking of all those who mourn, that they will be comforted. I'm thinking with gratitude for all those people in our lives who were lent to us, all part of that grace that brought us safe thus far. And really it's a month of thanksgiving, gratitude for those who brought us into the world, who taught us, who fed us, who loved us. One of the sad things was that some of the services at the crematorium, if people didn't have anything to believe in, the speech at the crematorium wasn't to do with who that person is now, it's who that person was. Sort of trip down memory lane. He loved Handel's Largo. He used to say this. Just memories. There's one song by Simon Garfunkel that made a great impression on me. It's rather a sad song. It's called Bookends. And these are the simple words. Time it was, and what a time it was, it was, it was. A time of innocence. A time of confidences. Long ago it must be, it must be. I have a photograph. Preserve your memories. That's all that's left you. Oh. As if the person we've loved is now a has-been. And if one doesn't believe in something better after this life, all you have is memories. And you have to laugh about death. At the local crematorium once, during a funeral service, they played the song, I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. And they've had Knees Up Mother Brown as the coffin went through into the back part of the crematorium. One had to giggle. To me, that's very sad, because the person who's died isn't a has-been. That person is. And if all we have is our photographs, then we'll treat the picture of our Lord, which I believe is on the shroud, as the only thing we've got. I have a photograph. Preserve your memories. That's all that's left you. But the Lord is risen, and those in him are due to rise, and he's gone to prepare a place for them. So instead of just praying for the dead, we always prayed to them, because they're nearer God now than they ever could have been when they were on earth. So I hope the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will come to you all if you are mourning. And after all, we're all mourning. You weren't found under a gooseberry bush. You've all been given life by somebody. And I hope you find these thoughts a comfort to you. I know throughout the world, in the Philippines, people travel a long way, even though they've just had a terrible typhoon, to go and try and visit the graves on November the 1st. So I hope for you all, this will be a month of gratitude, knowing that those who've gone before us have reached home. And whatever they're doing in heaven, I presume they're polishing the silver, so as to welcome us one day. St. Teresa of Lisieux said she'd spent her heaven doing good on earth. Let's ask all those holy people to spend their heaven doing good to us today, as they did when they were with us. Amen.